Lock and Vote down on 5. Alright, let's do something cool. I'm not sure if you knew, today is International Day of the Girl. And obviously that's something that speaks to us who want to get behind on 5 Drive. So, to chat more about this day and what it means, we're putting a spotlight on an organization started by a woman that's empowering girls in SA. It's called the Dream Girls Academy. On the line this afternoon, a big welcome to On 5 Drive, joined by Nkesani Mahlekisa, who's from the organization. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and happy International Day of the Girl Child.
And to you. So, educators, tell us a little bit more about International Day of the Girl Child. It might be the first time that people are hearing about it. What's it all about?
So today is a very special day. International Day of the Girl Child is celebrated annually on October the 11th. And the aim of the day is really to empower and amplify the voices of young girls around the world. So each year the day is given given a theme, and that theme is used to support and raise awareness about different topics which affect the girl child. And organizations across the world dedicate the month of October, similar to Dream Girls Academy, to support girls in areas aligned to the theme, and of course support girls and young women in areas in which, you know, they need support.
So some of the issues, some of the problems will be very obvious to many South Africans, but to others they might not be. So I'll ask you the question, what are the main issues facing girls, facing young women today?
Oh, there are so many issues, you know, as you've said, there are some that are quite obvious. There are issues that have, you know, that have been around for many generations before I was even born. And I think one thing that I want to highlight that's very important to us at Dream Girls Academy, it's very important to nurture and raise, you know, change agents that will be at the forefront of tackling challenges in their respective communities. And from a Dream Girls perspective, you know, we're on a mission to empower young girls and women through mentorship, through access to education, closing the gender gap in, you know, specific career fields or industries such as STEAM, and obviously, you know, in exposing young women to employment opportunities. And we strongly believe that empowering, you know, the girl child through, you know, education and employment opportunities, so rather empowering the girl child to be economically independent, definitely creates a ripple effect that will enable young women to be change agents in the communities and be able to rally for issues that affect their communities specifically.
It's International Day of the Girls. So on 5, we're talking to the Dream Girls Academy. Nkesani Mahlekisa is on the air. You were speaking about mentorship. There's a lot of young women that are listening to the show right now, especially, you know, just given the time of day that it is. Schools are going back. People are in the car. What's your what's the punt for mentorship? You know, if somebody is seeking it, they want to get more involved, they want to access better resources, what do you advise?
Oh, I have to say that, you know, mentorship changed my life. Before joining the leadership team at Dream Girls Academy, I was actually a beneficiary at some point. So I was also mentored through the organization, and I was exposed to them through a partnership they had with a multinational, with Unilever, actually. So, you know, what I've come to learn, whether you are male or female, the most successful people in life have a mentor, right? Because a mentor can be a sounding board. Your mentor is a voice of reason and also just a source of guidance, you know? And, you know, as I said, mentorship absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. And I highly encourage all women and girls listening in right now to seek a mentor. It doesn't matter at which level you are, whether you're at school, whether you've just started off your career, whether you are, you know, you're already well into your career. Definitely do seek a mentor. But the key things that you need to take, you know, into consideration when you're seeking one out, make sure that your values are aligned. Make sure that your belief systems are aligned, and also that your, you know, your areas of interest are aligned. If you are interested in communication as a high school student, you want to go into the field of communication, so most likely your mentor should be someone that's in communication and not someone that is maybe in STEM or someone who's a mathematician. Also, another route that you can take, you can look for organizations such as Dream Girls Academy that has a stringent, you know, pairing system or a vetting system to ensure that, you know, the mentor that you are meshed up with or the mentor that you find is aligned to what you are aiming to achieve.
If this is speaking to you, if this is something that interests you or somebody else that you think it might, dreamgirlsacademy.com, I can recommend you go and check that out. Ghassani, thank you so much for making a little bit of time for me today. Happy International Day of the Girl, and just good luck in your future endeavors, the work that you're doing. I think it's important work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. Dream Girls Academy has a number of activities planned for International Day of the Girl. We recently had a mentorship walk in Cape Town this weekend. We're going to have another mentorship walk in Johannesburg. And most importantly, we actually have a webinar we're hosting at the Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts and Mathematics for a STEAM webinar that we'll be hosting on the 30th of October. And as we all know, there's a huge gender gap in between men and women that have careers in the sciences. And this is where the highest paying jobs are found. So definitely follow us on social media. We are at Dream Girls Academy across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and connect with us. You know, if you want to contribute, you're more than welcome. And when you follow us, you will see, you'll have a front row seat to all the events and activities that we have planned. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And on our side, we'll put this on the catch up. You can find it easily. Just search 5fm.co.za.